Oh, honest to Pete. One of my Nana's very common expressions, honest to Pete, might have to be one of my favorites. Nana, who was my maternal grandmother, had many phrases that I associated with her, especially expressions of frustration. Her level of frustration seemed to increase with the birth of each successive grandchild. And since I'm the oldest of 12 grandchildren, honest to Pete was heard very frequently in her house by the time the 9th or 10th grandchild came into the world. Honest to Pete, and you gotta say it like that. Honest to Pete. I think she said honest to Pete instead of honest to God because she didn't want to take God's name in vain. Nana was a pretty religious person, and I have fond memories of celebrating Easter with her in church. Instead of chocolate from the bunny announcing the arrival of Easter, it wasn't really Easter until I stood with her in church and we sang, "Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Amen." Finding new words to talk about this very familiar Easter story can be difficult. But as I remembered my Nana's frequent honest to Pete, I thought about the value of being honest to God. In this morning's gospel lesson from John, we hear these very familiar words of Mary Magdalene's blessed encounters, first with the angels and then with the risen Christ. Before those blessed encounters, however, Mary stands weeping outside the tomb. It makes sense, of course, that Mary weeps. Jesus, the man she proclaims as the wise rabbi, the Son of God, the anointed one of God, Jesus has died. Just 3 days ago, on what Christians now call Good Friday, she stood at the foot of the cross, watching Jesus die a painful, horrible, and shameful death. The Messiah, the anointed one, the one she loves, the Messiah has died and Mary weeps, just as on Good Friday, Mary stays behind to weep. On that day, on Good Friday, many of Christ's disciples leave his side when he hangs dying, but Mary stays. Now, on the first day of the week, the disciple whom Jesus loved and Peter, they leave again, after reviewing the contents of the empty tomb, but Mary stays and weeps outside. Out of perhaps desperate hope, Mary looks into the tomb while she weeps. Maybe the disciple whom Jesus loved was wrong. Maybe Peter was wrong. Maybe they simply looked too quickly to see Jesus' body before they ran away. All the while, Mary weeps outside the tomb. She doesn't close up, she doesn't shut down, she doesn't put on a brave face, even when she addresses the angels in the tomb. The angels ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Mary continues to weep and says, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." The angels don't make fun of Mary for not understanding the many times Jesus had predicted his resurrection from the dead. The angels don't tease Mary for weeping inconsolably outside the tomb where her Lord had been buried. The angels don't say anything, in fact, as Mary continues to weep. But it is at this point in the story that everything changes. Mary turns around and sees Jesus standing there. Jesus, now resurrected, looks different, and Mary doesn't recognize him. For centuries, religious art has depicted Jesus with dazzling clothes and a shining face in this scene at the empty tomb. The risen Christ is unrecognizable at first to Mary as she weeps. I'm never quite sure what to make of the fact that the weeping Mary assumes that the risen Christ is the gardener of all people, as opposed to thinking he is one of the angels or even one of the soldiers sent to guard the tomb. But in her sadness and confusion, Mary weeps. But even in her sadness and confusion, even as she weeps, Mary hears this strange man say, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Through her tears, Mary says, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Again, through her tears, she hears this strange man say, "Mary." In this sacred and beautiful moment, Mary recognizes the voice of her Savior, now risen, now resurrected, now passed from death to life. And when I picture this scene in my head, I imagine Mary wiping the tears from her eyes as she cries, "Rabboni, my teacher." She weeps no more as she sees this one she loves, the anointed one of God, her Lord, the Messiah, Jesus, standing before her, risen and changed. No longer weeping, Mary is given one of the most important charges in all of the gospel. Jesus charges Mary to become the first evangelist, the first teller of the great good news of the resurrection. Jesus charges Mary to go to his brothers and share that great good news. Easter has come. Strengthened by her encounter with the risen Christ, Mary goes and announces to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Reading this story for what seems like the millionth time, I wondered about the relationship between Mary's weeping and her charge, her new job. Mary is deeply honest before God incarnate, God in the person of Jesus Christ. Mary weeps honestly out of the sorrow in her heart and cries out in her honest desperation for Jesus, the one she loves. Instead of my Nana's honest to Pete, Mary is honest to God. She shares her pain honestly with God incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. She doesn't put on that brave face. She does not try to compose herself to appear falsely cheerful. Instead, Mary is honest to God. Mary honestly expresses the pain in her heart to the angel standing in the now empty tomb. Mary honestly expresses her confusion to the one she thinks is the gardener. Mary is honest to God. And as strange as this may sound to our culture that is sometimes afraid of being honest to God, I believe Jesus rewards Mary for her honesty. He doesn't laugh at Mary's pain. Instead, Jesus accepts Mary's pain and transforms it into joy. Mary is honest to God. Because of Mary's deeply personal and painful honesty, she is charged with sharing the great good news of Christ's resurrection with this little community of followers. So if you are carrying something in your heart today that fills you with sorrow or pain or grief or anxiety, be encouraged by Mary's honesty to God. On this Easter morning, be honest to God and share whatever it is that you carry. Share it with God. Encounter God with honesty. Be honest to God and watch what happens. Maybe, just maybe, your sorrow will be transformed into joy, the joy of Christ's resurrection. Watch out, though, because being honest to God will open you up to do the will of God in sharing the great good news of Easter. May we be strengthened by all of Mary's example, her honesty to God, and her eager sharing of the Easter message. Amen.